Good morning from Forest Lake Country Club. If it seems a little louder in your ears, it's because the guys and gals are here having breakfast in this beautiful event space. I'm looking at Chris in front of me here, Chris Nagel, Board of Directors, Chairperson for Angel's Place. The whole reason these guys and gals are having breakfast is because they want to raise money for this wonderful charity and organization.
Well, that's true. It's the top two events we have a year, our dinner, maybe our year-end appeal, and this golf outing to help us raise funds.
I was getting to know you a little bit before we got on air, and you were saying you have a connection to this organization. It's very deep for you.
Well, it's a family connection. My mother, along with another nurse, Mrs. Lopez, at Beaumont, and Mrs. Prentice, Mrs. Maxwell, they all had children with special needs, and the question was, what do we do as we get older? And we want to see our child as they turn into adult have a fulfilling life, and you know, a life of purpose and community. And it got together back then. And
but also taking care of them when they're no longer with us, right?
Right. Well, yeah. That's the whole thing. When they're who's going to take care of my child? You know, the other ones are fine, possibly. You know, everybody else is kind of taken off, but these children may need some help.
And, you know, as the chairperson, Chris, what role do you play in the execution of this golf classic? This is a big deal to put together.
We have an incredible staff. I mean, and you probably met Barbara, she's been putting this together for years and years, and so I show up and play golf.
No, that's right. So nothing.
No, <yeah. laughs>
When you look at what this has become, all starting with your mom, right, 32 years ago, and how many lives have been touched? I mean, these are such special individuals that you're serving.
Right.
You must have met dozens of them that you carry with you when you come to events like this that make the mission really, really clear.
Well, it does. You know, and you, I grew up with a lot of the residents, and so you know them personally, and the families that Angel's Place touches, and there's close to 100 families that we touch presently. And that doesn't include those who may have passed on and the people we touched in the past, and
How does the golf classic empower the residents of Angel's Place? And their inclusion in here.
Well, you had a chance to meet Mike. I saw him, and his friend Matt. Uh-huh. Several of the residents get to play, okay, and we'll play either this morning or this afternoon. And
that's great.
Yeah, and then Mary Beth is the goodwill ambassador.
She loves you.
She gets her own golf cart. And uh-huh. She comes and says hi to everybody. She is the best ambassador for Angel's Place.
Right, yeah. Right. And they love these events. They love the dinner events too.
Yeah. Well, I wish you guys could see. They hold an event, a holiday event, in the winter, and I've had the privilege of hosting it a few times, where they have their Angel's Place choir.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
This,
it's gorgeous.
It is the most touching part of our holiday season to hear that choir sing.
Right, right. Yeah, yep. They perform at other places, too, every once in a while. I think with Tom had an event the other day, the UD Mercy, where they came up and sang the Our Father. It was just very, very touching. And they love to be involved. And that's one of the main things that Angel's Place wants to do is get the residents involved, mm-hmm, whether it's a level of work, community involvement. In fact, Mary Beth and the girls raised, I think, $300 for Angel's Place by selling the crafts that they had made at a craft show. And it was just neat. They came into the office and gave us a big cardboard check, you know.
One of your residents, Carl Meese. His mom and dad are good friends of ours, but he does amazing artwork.
Oh,
and
yes.
You auction it off at your dinner. We've got a couple of his pieces. We hang them in the home because they're really, really cool.
They really are special, and they look great. And we have also a collection of holiday cards, and I'm not sure if Carl has contributed that or not, but they're really, really good collections and great to use to, for thank you notes and stuff.
What I just love is this was an idea from a group of women having lunch, and now it's 21 homes. There are 96 adults with developmental disabilities living. Some of your residents you provide care for 40 years. Small idea has grown into this, and that's something to be proud of, but also inspiring to others. If you have an idea, go for it.
Right, exactly.
You could change
the world. Yep, if there's a need, it'll resonate, and this really resonated. And you mentioned that some are been here 40 years, and I think it was touched on earlier. They like all of us, we're getting older. I never look at a colonial and thinking I'm gonna, maybe live there someday. I'm looking at ranches. And that's the same thing for our residents too. We need zero entries, larger hallways. Things that you can live in place and live for life, because our commitment to these residents is for life, and we want to make sure that they can age in place and age together as a family. They grew up as family,
sure,
together. Many of the residents have been here, 40 years, but they've been families for 20, 30 years, same people in the same house.
And these caretakers are angels, aren't they?
Oh, they're a gift. They really are a gift. Yeah, it's a calling, really, I think. I had heard earlier, we do try to pay a little bit more to try to get the most talent in the door. And compassion is at the top of the list of what we're looking for. People really want to, pour their hearts into the lives of the residents.
You know, the shocking and the heartbreaking thing is, 50 years ago, 60 years ago, many of these people would have been institutionalized.
That's true.
And you think about, you've kind of recreated the caring in place model for these folks.
Right. And you're right. And they would have been isolated. And I think sometimes the biggest fear of these individuals is the fear of missing out. So you get into a neighborhood and a community, and there's an embracement. There's a chance to thrive. The whole individual setting of a group home, a group family in a neighborhood really takes off.
And do neighborhoods embrace this?
They do. Yep.
I know it takes some education in many cases.
In the beginning, it took a little education. But as you got two or three houses, it started to, people realized what a blessing they were to have in the neighborhood. And there is a lot of goodwill in the neighborhoods that way.
Wonderful work, and this golf outing today is going to raise a lot of money for this wonderful cause.
We hope so.
Here's to hoping, right?
New roofs, new barrier-free entries.
Yep,
it never stops, does it?
Yeah, it never stops, yeah.
And maybe a couple more homes in the future, right?
Yeah, we hope. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris Nagel, Board of Directors Chairperson for Angels Place, we appreciate you and everything you do.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
And everything your mom envisions.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Coming up, we're going to talk to a special FBI agent in Detroit's field office of what he saw, what he heard when it came to that event at the Trump rally. But before we go, we want to give you a chance to win a trip to see the Eagles at Sphere Las Vegas. This iconic band, iconic venue. The Eagles are live there performing 16 shows this fall, September 20th through December 14th. We want to send you two trips for two. We've got with flights, a stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, dinner at Chica Las Vegas, two tickets to that amazing show, plus a Vibee VIP experience package. Prizes provided by Live Nation. To enter your chance to win, you have to text this hour's national keyword, which is town, to 95819. Again, text town to 95819 for your chance to win.